Huntington Life Sciences is a contract animal testing laboratory. Seven undercover investigations have caught workers there punching beagle puppies in the face, dissecting live monkeys without painkillers, and worse. Stockholders in Huntington Life Sciences have divested themselves of an estimated 15% of all shares in response to an overwhelming campaign of protest and direct action. As a result, the percentage of Huntington Life Sciences, or LSR, stock held by institutions has fallen from 20.1% to 17.7%, leaving them below the minimum listing standards of the New York Stock Exchange. A major goal in the campaign to close Huntington Life Sciences forever is to kick them off the New York Stock Exchange. Wells Fargo, formerly one of Huntington Life Sciences' top institutional investors, has sold all of their 147,511 shares, and the Bank of New York Mellon, once the third largest investor, has sold most of their Huntington stock, dumping 149,157 shares. Bank of New York Mellon now has only 26,634 remaining shares, with Turner Investment Partners also selling their 56,880 shares of HLS stock. This announcement came one day before activists began a week of protests and direct action striking at Huntington Life Sciences investors and customers. Huntington Life Sciences has been suffering from a serious lack of investment since December 2007, with over a dozen corporations selling all their shares. Their share price as of February 25th is $5.78, the lowest since their high of nearly $40 in September 2008. With an unstable share price, activists continue to increase the pressure against Huntington Life Sciences shareholders, particularly largest investor Barclays. Here's how.